Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The variety of art exhibits is half the fun. There's solo shows, new work, career retrospectives. There, of course, are joint shows, collaborative shows, juried exhibitions, student shows, member exhibitions, and of course, open call shows. This week, Radio Gallery spotlights an annual show that has an open call for work with the looming deadline of April 15th. Gallery Altered Aesthetics in Northeast Minneapolis is seeking artwork in all media for the upcoming group exhibition, Bike Art Number 7. I spoke with curator Amber White about Altered Aesthetics' 7th annual Bike Art Show, connecting some of the Twin Cities' largest communities, artists, cyclists, and people who do both.
My name is Amber White, and I am the director of group exhibitions at Altered Aesthetics. It's a 3-year board term. I manage 14 exhibitions a year, 12 monthly, and 2 one-day events. We are a small nonprofit arts organization and art gallery. We're located in Northeast Minneapolis, right on the southeast corner of the Northeast Minneapolis Arts District. So we're a part of a huge arts community. Also, as many may know, the cycling community in Minneapolis is just incredible. I mean, we're one of the most bike-friendly cities in the country right now, I believe. We have over 80 miles of bike paths going throughout the city. And so when the Bike Art Show started, I don't think, you know, even 7 years ago, we maybe didn't even realize how huge it would become and how huge the cycling community would become in Minneapolis. So it's great. We have a variety of artwork, from photography, paintings, drawings, but also in past years we've had artwork that's created with bikes, with bike tires, bike parts, using bike parts to make impressions into clay, and actual custom bikes on display in the gallery.
Is there a lot of custom bikes or interesting bike art sculpture as well?
There has been in past years, yes. And then in Minneapolis in general, there are a ton of custom bike shops. The deadline is still coming up on the 15th for this show, and so we don't know quite the total of what will be included or what we'll have to select from, but we're definitely looking for a lot more sculpture and installation, interactive pieces.
So people have maybe 3 or 4 more days still to enter something bike-related.
Yes, absolutely. And I saw that you guys posted the open call link on the Radio Gallery website.
Is there anything that you feel like nobody's submitted, or what's the weirdest thing that you've had submitted?
Last year, or 2 years ago, I can't remember now, we had a custom bike submitted. It was called Black Juju, and the entire bike had polymer clay formed around it to form like an actual skeleton. So the frame of the bike looked like it was all skeleton parts, which was incredible, and it had like these dark rims, dark black tires. The rest of it was all black. That was pretty incredible. We had it right at the entrance of the gallery when people came in, and I mean, it was custom painted. You could tell just the extreme attention to detail in recreating lifelike skeleton bones. That was pretty incredible.
Are these works for sale then, or is it just a show?
Most of them are, yes. We leave the pricing up to the artist, and you know, we make recommendations as needed, or if someone has never shown in a gallery space before, we kind of give them an idea of what to take into consideration when pricing their works, you know, the time and materials involved and that they put into it, but also there's that aspect of sentimental value as well, like what would you be willing to take to part with this thing that you just created? Get your submissions in. The show opens May 31st. The reception is Friday, June 1st at 7 p.m., and also check out the Northeast Ride at northeastride.org.
Bike Art 7 is up from May 31st to June 8th at Altered Aesthetics Gallery in Northeast Minneapolis. It's at 1224 Quincy Street, Northeast. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.